Hachette Audio presents The Paris Orphan. Written by Natasha Lester. Read by Moni Ayashi, Merritt Hicks, Catherine Luttrell, and Jonathan McLean.
To Rebecca Saunders, publisher extraordinaire, whose belief in me is the greatest gift any writer could have. Thank you. Part 1. Jess. 1. New York, September, 1942. Jessica May turned on her famous smile and raised her arm aloft, her movements as repetitive as those of the riveters and welders and all the other jobs women were doing these days, except that she wasn't in a factory and she wasn't wearing overalls. Instead, she stood on a white platform, backdropped by a brilliant autumnal sky, wearing a white silk dress, bridal in length. It was designed to cling to the front of her body, helped along by the fans blowing over her, and then billow behind her in the artificial breeze, goddess-like. A white cape tied at her neck rippled too, adding to the celestial effect. Two large American flags fluttered proudly beside her, and her outstretched arm made it appear as if she might declaim something important at any moment. But that was also part of the make-believe, since when did a model have anything momentous to say about patriotism and war? Once upon a time, she'd marched passionately in the streets of Paris protesting against fascism, first as its vile ideology swept through Spain, then...